There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Oh, for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order.
A new world order. Attention.
Government is an emergency.
Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones,
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
And Lou plugged in my headphones wrong. But now I can hear. Yay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another exciting edition of the Dutch Jones radio program coming to you on Stronghold Radio. From Camp Kuya in the belly button of southern centralist California. I don't know exactly where we are. Some people say we're beginning of central California, the end of southern California. It is Wednesday, the 16th of March, 2011, which means we're only going to do an hour today because today is a Bible study, and Lou has to still go set up the camera so we can videotape it and get it up. Lou did get the past few sermons and Wednesday nights uploaded to the church's archive. So if you go to thechurch@kuia.org, thechurch@kuia.org, you can go there and you can hear the great sermons of Pastor Warren Mark Campbell. And don't forget, tomorrow is Thursday, so it will be practical Christianity. Kind of wacky stuff going on in the news now. California is telling us that we're fine, that there won't be any radiation, that it's dangerous to take the iodide pills. I actually found out over the weekend that I'm allergic to iodine, so I can't take them anyway. So if I can't survive, none of you are going to survive. So we're not getting any pills.
Oh, yes, I am.
No iodine sucking pills here, because I'm allergic to iodine, so it wouldn't matter anyway. Welcome everyone in the chat room, all of our friends from Facebook, to our pod people who listen. I know that Batfag's been listening on podcasts. I ran into him last night, I think after midnight sometime. He was listening, and thank you so very much for tuning in when you can. And thank you for sharing and passing it around. We've had over 1,000 hits to our website in the last 15 days alone. Not 10,000 hits like last month, but that's okay. Yesterday's show, we had Lane Lawless on, and so we've got some of her people, or not her people, but people who are following and want to know what she's up to or checking out the archives and trying to catch her and stuff so they can use it against her. But that's the perils of going on live radios. But so a lot of these people listening are not our friends. A lot of these people listening are not folks that care about the truth. They have an agenda. They have an axe to grind. So let's see. What else? I hear a loud hum. I guess that's still just the amplifier. I think we're going to move into the other room again. We're going to move all this stuff across the building. It's getting to be that time of year where we can be away from the hum, so maybe we'll do that now, especially since there's no one living in the research center right now. I'll feel a little better about moving over there. So we'll move everything back over to the other side this week so we can get rid of that lovely hum in the background. Both Steve Klein and I were contacted today, I by snail mail, Steve by email, from a Christian ministry that is heard in 18 cities across the country. They carry everybody, according from what I've checked. It's Mitchell Christian Radio Ministries was the name of it, I think. I don't have it in front of me. But they want to carry us, but they want to charge us a fee to carry us. Now, it said for $90, they'd carry us on like 8 or 9 of their different cities. So we're going to have to look that up. So other people are listening. Other people are tuning in. Not necessarily to what I have to say, but to what Steve and the pastor have to say. That's fine. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you get a little bit of extra. And then, of course, the second hour, we usually simulcast it on Liberty Tree Radio, unless we have computer problems, which we're having again. Hopefully, Lou, when he got back today, the radio station was crashed. 93.3 FM was crashed, and we need a PC. If you've got a newer one laying around that you want to get rid of, we're not a 501c3, you're not going to get a tax write-off, put it in a box, give us a call. I'll give you the physical building address, and you can send us. All we need is the CPU. We've got monitors. We've got all the other peripherals, but the ones we're using are wearing out fast. They can't handle the switching and the streaming and all that kind of stuff, and it keeps locking up on our software. So we are looking for a donation of a PC if you've got one. Turns out my long-lost brother, he's not long-lost, I've known where he's been, and we've maintained some contact. My brother Danny, Daniel, as he's an adult now, probably wants to be called Dan the Man, was listening to yesterday's show. That was awesome. Something funny during the show, he sent me an email that said, "Hey, I made goat milk today, I'm so proud of myself." And I'm like, "You made goat milk today, or did the goat make goat milk today?" He goes, no, I meant goat cheese today, so he was all happy. So my brother's getting into the prepping. My brother's getting into searching out some good survivable location where he can move his family to. So people are waking up. I get calls from people that are saying, "Hey, all my neighbors are wanting information on water filters or long storage food." Everybody's starting to panic out there, aren't they? And you have to use discernment on whether or not you're going to help them. I mean, there comes a time when you're just going to have to say, "Look, I gave you everything you needed to know over the past 5 years, and you mocked me. Here's some pamphlets, or you can help out around here and maybe learn through osmosis." But that's just the way it is. On a training note, yesterday on the air, we had said that we were going to do something on the 16th of April. Well, it turns out there's a conflict of interest. There's also Earth Day is the 17th. Some big Arab thing goes on, like 40 to 60,000 Arabs meet in Southern California. And Steve has to stop talking to the dog in the background. And so Steve has to be for that Sunday morning, there Sunday morning at 7 a.m., so there's no way he could come up here. So we'll figure out the training for April. We'll share it with you. We'll let you know when we're going to do it. Here within the next few days, we'll work the kinks out of that. Training is definitely critical. Also, on yesterday's show, I mentioned that there was an individual. Okay, let's see if I can find this. An individual who was attacked by the ATF. Okay. There we go. That was a member of, and I'm trying to find it here, a member of just a freedom organization. Let me find it here. Okay, Walter Reddy, who was assaulted by police and a SWAT team, and they made certain threats. We're going to play that piece of audio for you here in a minute once Lou lets me know he's ready to play it. And we spoke about it, and he's got a I'm trying to find it here. Oh, no, I just clicked on it. I didn't mean to click on it. It's going to it's just going to the website, not to the actual link. Yeah, it's going to YouTube. Let me stop it. Boom. Okay, let me find this guy. The committeesofsafety.org. Committeesofsafety.org. Now, they've been involved with the Tea Party. They've been involved with all this stuff. They're a legit organization. We're trying to get them to come on the show here to talk about it. But what we're going to do here is to let you know what happened to this guy. We're just going to play about, what is it, about 12 minutes? Yeah. 12 minutes of a thing that he did with Gary, or how do I say his name? Franchi. Gary Franchi, who's been on this show, and he says he wants us to spread this around, so we're going to spread it around here. So let me turn this up, Lou, and you tell me when you're ready to go. Okay. Go ahead and hit play.
Gary Franchi here with an emergency news alert. Right now, we have Walter Reddy, who is the founder of the Committees of Safety, committeesofsafety.org. We've just received word that he was actually the victim of a police raid, and we believe the Patriot Act was used to raid his home. With us now is Walter Reddy. Walter, talk to us about what just happened.
Thank you, Gary. Well, it happened actually on Valentine's Day, the same day that Congress reinstituted the Patriot Act. And I was out in my driveway, undercover police car showed up, two detectives. They jumped out and pointed their gun to my head, handcuffed in my driveway. And they brought in the military SWAT team there. The guys dressed in ninja outfits. I had asked them what this was about. They said they had a search warrant for my house. I asked them then if they had, if it was signed by a judge, could I see it? And they said, yeah, you'll see it later. They never produced it.
So basically what happened was you were standing in your front yard and
yeah.
two detectives pull up and they put a gun to your head and they say they got a warrant to search your house. And then the SWAT team
yeah.
shows up in their SWAT, full SWAT gear. How many officers were there in total, would you say?
About 20.
20 officers.
Yeah, 12 of them were dressed in their ninja outfits, black ski masks, a full military helmet.
Did they have fully automatic weapons on them as
Absolutely.
Well?
They had M16s. They were locking and loading in my driveway as I stood handcuffed. And a direct quote from one of them was, oh, it doesn't look like we're going to have any action here today.
Oh, so basically, they were showing up looking for action. They wanted a gun battle, is what they wanted.
Yeah, and the sergeant that first showed up, plain clothes, held the gun to my head, said, "Well, I decided to come out first instead of bringing them in first to see if you know what the situation here was." This is all from a tip. One Rand McNeil. Went down to the police station, made up a ludicrous story about me. And when he was asked by the police to sign a sworn written statement, he refused to do that. But they still acted on this.
So basically who is it? Rand McNeil?
Yes.
Is the person's name, and he went to the police station, created a tip. And
a false tip,
and he didn't want to sign it, but the cops acted on it anyway.
What was
the nature of the tip?
Oh, that, you know, I mean, he made up a ludicrous story. You know, I'm a dangerous guy. I'm a sovereign citizen. I had militia training, and I'll be ready for the cops when they came. And all sorts of just ludicrous incendiary comments to paint me as some extremist.
Is he a standing member of the Committees of Safety? Or
No.
He's an enemy of the Committees of Safety?
Well, he hates the concept. All I've been advocating for years now, a few years now since the Committees of Safety.org has been set up, is constitutional statutes within the state statutes of revitalizing the state militia structure. We're a First Amendment organization, nonviolent, and a sound, honest, constitutional monetary system. Those two issues.
So basically, Committee of Safety wants to advocate for the reinstatement of the constitutional state militias, sound monetary policies. And this is based on the Constitutional Homeland Security book by Edwin Vieira as well.
Yes, Edwin Vieira, Dr. Edwin Vieira is our chairman of our board of advisors at CommittesOfSafety.org.
So, what was the outcome of this SWAT raid? Did they go through your house?
For 3 hours, I'm standing handcuffed. I wasn't arrested. Technically, I mean, even though I was handcuffed in my driveway for 3 hours while they brought the SWAT team in searching my house. They confiscated my property, my lawful property, without a warrant. They didn't when they said they had a warrant, but they didn't. They told me I could get that warrant the next day at the courthouse, which I did, and in that report, this is why I believe it, they were acting under the Patriot Act, is because they didn't have a signed warrant that day. But in that search warrant that I picked up the next day from the courthouse, there were two special agents of the FBI mentioned in this. One special agent Campbell that said that I am a person of interest regarding domestic terrorism.
So because of your work trying to reinstate a constitutional state militia and some money, you have been branded as a domestic terrorist?
A person regarding domestic terrorism is exact quote from that search warrant. And so what I want to do, I need to appeal this opinion of, I was told after they confiscated my property, I was to appear before a firearm safety hearing. Now, no charges were ever brought. You know, I wasn't arrested. I have no criminal background. I've never threatened anyone publicly or privately. We have a First Amendment organization, but my First Amendment, my Second Amendment, my Fourth Amendment were all viciously violated with this St. Valentine's Day raid they did here.
So what's going to be the outcome then? Was a court date ever provided? Are you going to have to show yourself? Because if you weren't arrested, then there's no charges. But they just went ahead and disrupted your whole life that day.
Well, they took my property. My lawful, I had, what they took was a Maverick shotgun. And what they perjured themselves. There's double perjury involved at that hearing. The judge allowed all sorts of hearsay to be entered in. He wouldn't give me more time to get an attorney, a counsel. He said they were proceeding with this anyway. It was supposed to be an informal hearing from what I understood. It was a full-blown prosecution star chamber type of hearing that I walked into.
So they came in, they actually took one of your shotguns, which I believe it was properly registered shotgun?
It didn't need to be registered. A shotgun is, I had a lawful right to have that. I didn't need a permit for it. It wasn't a handgun. I mean, I had a handgun that was an antique, but they were legal firearms, okay, is the bottom line. I wasn't charged with having illegal firearms. They just took this property because the opinion of the judge was that I may be a threat, okay?
And I'm curious, what is the basis of the threat? I don't
all
see it.
On this one, there, this Rand McNeil. That wouldn't even sign a sworn written statement. He perjured himself on the stand. He referred to my shotgun as a street sweeper, which it wasn't. They never brought the evidence my shotgun in, and they called it a street sweeper. There was double perjury entered into in that hearing. All the hearsay of the police that were based on all this one Rand McNeil. He referred to it, he said that I referred to it as a street sweeper. If you Google street sweeper, you'll see that that's not a Maverick 12 gauge shotgun. Street sweeper falls under assault weapon in Connecticut. And that's not what I had.
So this is another prime example of how the Patriot Act and good Americans, constitution loving Americans are being targeted in the war on terror. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I would be concerned of all patriot constitutional leaders in this country. Now, if this thing stands, this precedent here, they can do that to anyone. I have no ties to any Al-Qaeda or domestic terrorism. I mean, I want to appeal this and subpoena this special agent Campbell and want to know why I'm a person regarding domestic terrorism and bring that into discovery of why. Because I'm advocating a constitutional law with working with state legislators. I was part of the Tea Party movement in Boston in 2008. Our keynote speaker was Senator Rand Paul. This is what I've got, a nonviolent, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment.
Okay, Walter. Well, we want to hear from you back. Give us an update in the future.
I'd like to say one other thing. Senator Rand Paul and Senator Lee are the only two Republicans that voted against this Patriot Act. This will be coming up again. They're having hearings right now. I would like to encourage everyone to call their congressman and tell them what, like, even Senate, Michelle Bachmann, who I really admire, but I think they're all fooled into thinking that this is going to be used for these Al-Qaeda or something, this Patriot Act. And it's now being switched over to target patriotic constitutionalists that are, not breaking the law at all. So, I mean, I would...
Walter, people can contact you at committeesofsafety.org?
Yes. Yes, they can.
All right. Well, Walter, thank you for joining us on this news alert, and we're going to get this out to the people. Folks, we need you to forward this video to everyone that you know. This is very important
information. Put the link in the room, Lou.
Walter.
That's fine.
That you're domestic terrorist.
Yeah. Go ahead and put that link in the room there so other people can pass that around. Turn yours down a little bit. Okay, audio's back up. Now, that's a story that... we've been asked to spread around. Gary Franchi asked us to do that. Lou just put the link in there. Cut and paste that everywhere. In fact, I want Lou to put it on our website, but I don't think he's done it yet. Maybe as the video of the month. Now, that's a current issue that we're going to be facing. Some idiot who doesn't like you knows you're involved in constitutional issues. You're a lover of liberty. You're a Christian. You're in a militia, you own guns, you're vocal about the crimes the government commits. All he has to do is go to a local police department and say, this guy's a threat and he's talking about overthrowing the government, and they will send 20 armed guys to your house with an unseen warrant, lie, kick in your door, take your stuff, if you have a family and kids, they're going to put them in the dirt. They're going to do it. The SWAT teams around America are nothing more than Gestapo today. They're thugs trying to scare people into not... standing up to the tyranny. Now, I've told you guys briefly my story. I am a person of interest. I'm on the no-fly list. I'm considered a seditionist. I can't buy firearms. I can't get a driver's license. I can't travel by aircraft. I was sent a letter 4 years ago that said that the Department of Justice wanted to talk to me and to turn in all my guns to the nearest local law enforcement agency, tell them where I'm at, and give them my location and turn in all my guns. Well, I just basically wrote Mullen Labe on it and sent it back. Laughed at them. I've called them a couple times and laughed at them. Said, well, what is it you want to talk to me about? Well, just come on down. You're going to arrest me, aren't you, and hold me on something, and you're going to beat me and kill me and murder me. And if I tell you where I'm at, you're going to burn down my house and kill my family. Oh, no, it's not anything like that, Mr. J. And I'm like, you're a liar. So that's why for the past 4 years I've been doing this radio show to tell you that this is going to happen to more and more people. If they can do it to one of us, they can do it to any of us, and they will do it to all of us. The roadblocks that are going up in the name of DUIs in the middle of the afternoon when they really seize 300 vehicles that have nothing to do with DUI charges, the illegal search and seizure of property. You know, these SWAT guys are thugs. I've trained with them. I've trained them. I've been near them. I've sat with them on surveillances. They are murderous thugs. They want nothing more than to shoot somebody. The rare exception is the good cop. The rare exception is the good cop. What we need in these situations, and this guy, he sounds a little passive. He didn't sound like he was looking for a fight. What we need is a lawyer like Jerry Spence to represent this guy, somebody who's going to tear that police department, several new ones, and he'll end up changing the name of the town to Walter when they're done. That's what we need at this point. We need aggressive, vicious lawyers, or when they come knocking on the door, don't let them in. Do not let them in. It's the vampire rule. Don't let them in. I have nothing in my house that is illegal. I may have things that they say they don't want me to have, but they're not illegal by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm not going to give them over. And sometimes people have to make a decision. Am I willing to make the stand so the rest of you folks can push your line in the sand a little bit farther? And that's what the Dutch Jones radio program is all about. When they go after this one guy who we're going to try and get on the show, I've sent emails to him. I'm sure he's getting tons of emails and requests to do video and audio and stuff. And I'm just, you know, I'm way down the line. But when we get him on, you'll be able to ask him questions and stuff. We have to stop just looking at this and going, well, man, I'm glad that wasn't me. You have to take from this a very hard and very cold lesson. Look at your house. Look at the way things are set up. Can you defend yourself? Can you evacuate and get out? Because in this situation, I don't know, they're just going to come in the middle of the night or the middle of the day, and they're going to shoot your dog, brutalize your children, probably kill a couple of them, and if you resist, they're going to burn the house down around you. So you know what I say? Figure out a way to take as many of them with you as you can. Send a message. If you're not going to go the law route, if you're not going to seek an attorney and pre-plan for all of this, which I don't have an attorney, there's no way I can. The realistic thing is if they kick in this door right now because they don't like what I'm saying with my First Amendment rights and my God-given right to free speech, they bang on that door, the answer is not going to be, let me see the warrant. I don't care about their illegal paper that they got some judge to sign based on hearsay. Last month, Southern California militias were being rousted, not this way. They were just being approached by the FBI on hearsay from things overheard in a restaurant. They could just make it up. In this case, he knew the name of the person. He knew the exact name of the person and said it in the body of the video. So we're going to talk more about this. I want to know what you guys are thinking in the chat room. What's your line in the sand? Are you going to let them kick in your door, brutalize you, take your means of defense because you're afraid of them? What are you going to do? You're listening to Stronghold Radio coming to you from Camp Kuia. I'm Dutch Jones. We'll be back after this break.
And you're broke and disgusted with your worthless government. Will you need the peacekeeping forces today? As the United Nations sends our soldiers overseas for the purpose of propping up their fake democracies, don't be fooled by denial. These are gross conspiracies. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces. The peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are on their way. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces. The peacekeeping forces. Through force, they will take your guns away. As our traitorous leaders sell this country down the drain to assist and support the international bankers' aims, don't be fooled by your TV. It's just there to fan the flames of another United Nations charade. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops are here today. Keep your eyes on the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. They're unloading shipments every day. Watch the mother of global martial law attempt to make things right. Wrong. Now that your mind has been salvaged and you still have truth in sight, and you have not been duped by all their propaganda hype, will you fight for this country when you know the time is right? Will you fight the peacekeeping forces today? We're gonna fight the peacekeeping forces, the peacekeeping forces. Those ungodly troops will have to pay. Don't you think those light bright blue helmets sure make darn good targets? Up, two, three, four, they stand out like sure.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info. You're listening to Stronghold Radio. Coming to you from Camp Cahuilla, Cahuilla, California, the Commonwealth, Sierra Nevada Mountains, the foothills, the rolling hills. About 1,000 feet, but we can see 14,000 foot peaks from where we sit. Although not today, it's too hazy. It's all that Japanese radiation coming in. You're listening to a militant Christian worldview. We do not have the freedom of speech, the freedom to bear arms, the freedom to be secure from illegal search and seizure because the Constitution says it. We have these rights because God has given them to us, our Lord Jesus Christ. No king but King Jesus. We are Coram Deo. We do not worship any manly manifestations of a deity. We worship the one and only King, King Jesus. And that's what we do every day here when we can, Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Although today being Wednesday, we're just going to be 1 hour because we have to get ready for Bible study. And we're talking about this case where, I already forgot his name. Let me go to it again. The Committee of Safety guy. Let me look here. Sorry about that. Look on About Us. I got his first name. My computer's real slow all of a sudden. On February 14th, this guy from the Committees of Safety, and I'll give you his name here in a minute when it goes to it. It's supposed to be About Us. I got to do that, I guess. Someone said that he was a danger because he was into the militia and he supported Ron Paul and Rand Paul and he believed in the Constitution. And he had a shotgun. He was from Connecticut. I don't know what the gun laws are in Connecticut, but they lied and said that it was a street sweeper. It was a Maverick pump, copy of a Mossberg 500, 12-gauge shotgun. They said that it was a street sweeper, which is at large. Anyone that knows anything about guns, these cops obviously don't. Is a drum-fed crowd control device. It's 12-gauge. You can shoot tear gas canister, little ones. You can shoot anything out of it you want, or rubber bullets. It's not a street sweeper. But they wouldn't show him the warrant until the very next day. Now it's not letting me look at his page. Maybe too many people are going to it these last few days. Committeesofsafety.org. Committeesofsafety.org. But they're continuing to flex their muscle to do more violence against our people, violate our rights, take our means of defense. Obongo's been taking little steps. Right now he's looking at making it harder to purchase firearms because of what happened in Arizona. A few months back, those of you that may or may not remember this, South Korea had a bunch of M1 Garands that they were given during the Korean conflict, and they wanted to give them back to the United States to sell, to put into the hands of civilians here. Well, Obongo had them destroyed. They don't want you having a means of defense, either physical in the law. They want you to be a sheep for the slaughter. This guy's name is Walter Reddy, and he's founder of the Committees of Safety. He's the son of an American Revolution, that's the group SAR, and has been a constitutional activist since 1970. Starting in 70, he succeeded in collecting petitions which called for a constitutional amendment giving 18-year-olds the right to vote, which is the 26th Amendment. In 1993, he collaborated with a group of 10 constitutional activists which lobbied Hawaii legislators and got them to introduce and pass the 10th Amendment resolution within 2 years, and more than 22 states followed with similar legislation. In 1994, Walter and other patriots converged on the Philadelphia, PA state capitol and successfully lobbied state legislators to stop the calling for a constitutional convention that would seek to replace the U.S. Convention with a U.N. new states constitution. Later in 1994, after moving to Orange County, New York, he teamed up with a county legislator to draft legislation revitalizing the Orange County Militia. That work was stopped after the media's demonization of the word militia following the OKC bombing by the United States government on civilians. In 1996, he produced and hosted two television programs. One covered the OKC bombing with guest Brigadier General Ben Parton, exposing how and where the bombs were placed and hidden inside the federal building that blew the building up from the inside. The question is, did Timothy McVeigh and Terry McNichols have access to placing bombs inside the federal building? The official versions have never followed up on that claim. He's done a lot of stuff. He's in 2007, he worked with Ron Paul, Boston Tea Party. He's done all kinds of stuff. He's a threat. He's rubbing shoulders with guys like Dr. Edwin Vieira, who's on the chairman of the board of the committees of safety. I've always said committees of safety, committees of vigilance. This is how the founding fathers did it. Why not? I'm looking at the other members. There's one other member here, founder and director of the Project on Winning Economic Reform. Debbie Kidd is a female. She's a constitutional activist and author. They'll probably be raiding her house soon. They've both written books. They've both done a ton of stuff for your liberty. And now he's being hassled. He's being railroaded. They're taking his weapons. He's never been arrested for anything. He's not a felon. He's allowed to have weapons even under the menagerie of laws that we have today. And they're singling him out. Well, I've been singled out for him. I won't go into it in detail, but a person that I worked with accused me of some thefts at work and making threats to that person, saying that the cops better be careful because I had once said that if anybody crossed me, I would cut them up into little pieces and throw them into a lake that we had on our property. Never said that. And if I did, who cares? So the police came at me with multiple units, SWAT. And I told him, I said, everybody calm down. They're all screaming and yelling. I said, if I wanted to shoot you, I would have done it already. I said, I'm not going to hurt you. I have a concealed weapons permit. I have several guns. They tried to take my guns. I wouldn't allow them to. I was on the street when this happened. It wasn't my personal residence. It was my vehicle, and I refused to allow them to search my vehicle, which infuriated them. I took up about 12 hours of their time, and they had to let me go. I refused to talk to them. I said, I know how you guys work. I'm not going to let you manipulate me into anything. And after that happened, I got letters in the mail because I used to get my mail general delivery to the post offices around the area. I wouldn't let them know where I lived. I was to appear in court one day. I showed up. I brought a friend of mine, Fred. What's Fred's last name again? Bader, who is a free man on the land and a legal scholar. And they saw me with him, and they freaked out. The prosecuting attorney didn't even want to talk to me. No charges were ever brought against me, as far as I know. But then after that, I was told nothing was going to happen that day, and that I'd be notified by mail. Well, about a year later, I got a letter in the mail from the Department of Justice telling me that I had to turn in all my firearms, that I was a person of interest, that I was a subject under the Patriot Act's domestic terrorism issue, that I was a known seditionist, which is true. But I'm not a threat to anybody in America unless they're tyrants. I wrote Coram Deo on the paperwork and sent it back. They've since revoked my driver's license, my right to vote, and other things. And as far as they know, I'm living in Colorado pretending to be in California. It doesn't matter. I could care less. I'm not going to run. I'm on this radio show every day. They want to come looking for me. That's their stupidity. Because I am not going to allow them to harm my family, to harm me, to take away my rights, to continue this tyranny. I've made that decision. And yeah, I don't use my real name on here. I don't use, I could be making this all up. You guys don't know who I am. A couple of you have met me. But nobody knows my real name except for me, not even my spouse or my child here. They think my name's Engelbart Humperdinck, but... But these scumbags eventually will get down the list. It's been 4 years since that happened, and they will come for me. And they better hope I'm asleep in my bed. They better hope they get the drop on me, because I am not going to give up my freedom anymore. I am not going to kowtow. I'm not going to ask for a lawyer. I'm not going to let them cuff me. And yeah, people go, oh, you shouldn't talk like that. It's crazy. I'm just telling you the truth. I am done running. I am done letting tyrants in their ivory towers control me and my family. Period. End of story. And I don't know where your line in the sand is, but mine was crossed long ago. And not just by this issue, by other issues. Things I've witnessed being done to friends, to family. I am an outlaw not because of things that I do. I am an outlaw because they moved the law. They manipulated and perverted the law, and they did it to this guy. Wouldn't even show him the warrant. So what's the point in even asking? Because they're just going to make it up. And under the Patriot Act, they can just say, well, we had due, what is it called? It's like probable cause, due diligence or something like that, that they just they had a reason to believe because somebody told them. Even though in this case, the guy wouldn't even sign the complaint against our victim here. So any neighbor who sees you bringing in a bunch of guns and is mad at you because you don't trim your trees could now call the local SWAT team and go, hey, my neighbor won't trim his trees, but I'm afraid to go over there because he's got a lot of guns and he's got a Perot for President sticker on his car, stuff like that. He's got a Right to Life bumper sticker on his pickup. I think he's, was a member of the NRA. I see him bringing guns and stuff all the time in and out of his house. I think they're having meetings. I remember once he said something about the Constitution. You guys should send the SWAT team in, And that's just it's now like Soviet Russia. You owe somebody money and you don't want to pay it. You turn them into the KGB. And these modern day Gestapo death squads will come out and they are itching, just like in this thing. The SWAT officer's like, oh man, looks like we're not going to get any action. Well, I'm here to tell you come up here, you're going to get action. And I know where to place rounds so that your high-tech vest doesn't stop the round. It's like G. Gordon Liddy said, when they come through the door, aim for the face. I aim for the thighs because they're going to drop and they're going to be bleeding. You hit that femoral artery, break that femur with a big 308 round, it's going to be beautiful, just crimson red and screams. And while they're riding around, you shoot them through the top of the helmet. Those nice little Kevlar helmets won't stop a 308, not straight on. And then you have countermeasures ready. They throw in a flashbang, you have strobe lights hooked up. I've gone over it here 1,000 times. Rig up screens, nets, trip wires, pieces of plywood with great big old 6-inch nails sticking through them that you can throw down by the front doors after they batter down your door and come running in. Let them step on one of those. Cables across your windows to hang up on their little window breaking tools. Reinforce your doorways so that those Halligan tools don't work as easy, give you a little extra time. Glass jars of marble spread around the house that you can just throw and break all over the place. I'm telling you, these thugs need to be answered. And I'm sorry if one or two good cops get taken out in this. And I don't care if somebody takes what I'm putting out. They arrested the guy who publishes the Anarchist Cookbook and convicted him of terrorism, and he's going to prison now. Did you know that? Publisher of the Anarchist Cookbook, because he's putting information you can get in any library out there, they're putting one guy in prison for it. Well, they could do the same thing to me under those conditions, because I'm telling you how to protect your family. I'm telling you how to make sure that these Gestapo guys don't come after you. There's so many things you can do. If they turn off your electricity, but you've been smart enough, you got backup electricity, there's all kinds of fun things you can do. Hook up strobes, loud sounds, klaxons, counter what they're doing, put netting over your windows so when they throw in the tear gas, it gets hung up in the window. When they have welding gloves, buckets of water laying around, throw the tear gas in the 5-gallon buckets of water. They throw those in to burn your house down. They could care less about the tear gas. It's the flame that shoots out of the bottom. They say on it, warning, may catch carpet and curtains on fire. Flammable, they do it on purpose. They're going to burn you down and kill you. That's a tactic SWAT team guys practice. I've seen it firsthand. There are a few things in this world that anger me more than abuse of power. Bullies get into these positions and they ride it and they ride it and nothing ever happens to them because most civilians are too afraid to do anything about it. From the DMV to the tax collectors to the code enforcement officers all the way up to the murderous thugs that carry guns on the streets that extort money from you by their abuse of power. It's our fault for letting them go unanswered. God bless the people at Waco who shot through the door. God bless Randy Weaver and his son who shot back. It had an effect on me. It maybe didn't affect the masses in this movement, but it had an effect on me. The only thing at Waco, I said they shouldn't have stopped. They should have come out of that building and engaged them in the parking lot in front of the building and killed every one of them.
the only real tragedy at Waco on the law enforcement side is that they didn't all get killed. The real tragedy at Waco is they didn't really have law rockets and things, because if they had had them and used them against those tanks that murdered the children and ran over women and children, that would have been great. There's not going to be another Waco or Ruby Ridge. They're going to attack one at a time. Take away your rights one at a time. Put people in prison for little things that aren't even illegal. They're going to kill us one at a time. I may disappear sometime and nobody will know what happened. It's them. They may say, oh, this so-and-so guy was pulled over for a traffic ticket. He got out and pointed a weapon at the police and he was shot 40 times in the head, in the back. I guarantee you, whatever they say, when the time comes for them to come and get me, if it's before the revolution starts, is a lie. It'll be a lie. Because the truth of it is, if I'm confronted, I'm just going to, I'll do everything I'm trained to do. What the government trained me to do and what I found after I got out to be trained to do. And I guarantee I will take several of them with me. Because I'm not allowing them to throw me in the deepest, darkest dungeon to rot so you people can forget about me until the next big thing comes along and somebody mumbles my name. It's personal and it's global. When they knock on my door, it becomes personal. Every time in history, if the sheep would have just stood up and attacked the wolves in mass, we wouldn't have tyranny anymore. We wouldn't have it at all. They would be too afraid to knock on civilians' doors. Politicians would be too afraid to start even talking about the Second Amendment and getting rid of it. If everything was the way it was supposed to be and imbalanced and we were a true republic, the first time a politician said, I think we ought to do something to get rid of the Second Amendment, he should be quaking in his boots because of what's going to happen to him. He'll be run out of town on a rail, tarred and feathered. That's what they should worry about. That's the way it's supposed to be. The government is supposed to fear the people, not this way. The fact that I fear the cop that drives up and down my road is wrong. It shouldn't be that way. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Are you feeling what I'm feeling here, people? Because if you're not to the point that I'm at, you need to be. Because we are at war. They are focusing on putting us into slavery, even more so than we already are. And we desperately, desperately need to get other people on board and show them this. I mean, just go onto YouTube and type in SWAT abuse or cop abuse, police brutality. And look at the thousands and thousands of outright video examples of cops doing well beyond what they're allowed to do. And the press has got it to where everybody usually goes, oh, that's great. You know, at least they're out enforcing the law and they're keeping thugs from doing it. No. If they can shoot a kid on a subway loading dock in the back with a .40 caliber pistol and say he was resisting, and just because the kid was black, they can do it to you. That cop didn't get away with it because there were 30 cameras on him. This thing with the SWAT team in February going after this constitutionalist. Because he's being vocal about it, I've actually heard that he got arrested again last night. For talking about it, even though it's a month later, he came out and spoke out about it and the local cops are pissed at him for telling the truth about what the SWAT team did in his house. And that's why we do what we do here at Stronghold Radio. We try to get you to team up with 3, 4, 5 families so that there are witnesses when this happens to you, if not outright fire support. When they come knock on your door, your house should be surrounded by patriots. You should have passwords. You should have a call-out list that goes, hey, there's some guy with a warrant out in front of my house. I'm not going to let him in. And next thing you know, 60, 70 neighbors show up and surround the 20 SWAT officers. What are you doing? Half of them with cameras, half of them with guns. Let the cops make the next call. Let it be the next Lexington and Concord. Let it be the idiot British coming to take your guns. And what happened then? The farmers got together and destroyed the British troops. Lexington and Concord, 1775, April. I mean, what is it going to take for this society to realize that we need to counter their brutality with brutality? Because the way they should be doing it is if they've got a legal, legitimate, lawful complaint against you, they should serve papers and have you figured out in court. They don't come and kick in your door and put machine guns in your kids' faces. It makes no sense. When did it turn from issuing documents to terrorism in your living room from the government? Overdue taxes. Next thing you know, they're going to be raiding houses for overdue library books because it's government property. I'm not telling you this stuff to scare you, enrage you, or instigate you. I'm doing it to wake you up. To get you to start doing an assessment of where your line in the sand is. Because quite frankly, if you're not willing to take a stand, they're going to squish you. Is it better to be squished with one violent stomp or slowly over a period of time? I'm telling you, I'd rather stand up for that one big stomp and see what I can take with me. I don't want to be bled and squeezed in the court systems, taken away like they did Shauna. Like all the other patriots before us. Now, Shauna's case is a little different because they framed her with a murder. They could do that to me, too. It wouldn't be hard at all. They can do whatever they want. But once they've got you in their vice grip, they're like a pit bull. They're not going to let go. So the goal is not to get close enough to the teeth to keep them away from you. And the only way we're going to keep them away from us is if we stand together and work together and let the police in our communities, our counties, and our states know that we're not going to accept any of that. You surround some guy's house because somebody told you he may be thinking something, and you're coming to take his guns? No, you better have a better darn reason than that, and you better have two judges sign that warrant. And you better have a warrant in your hand, not like what happened to this guy, Stanley. What was his name? I already forgot his name. He wouldn't even let him see the warrant. They go, oh, you'll see a warrant. And then they lie in court. If you were listening closely, you heard they lied in court about the type of weapon he had. And said he has to go to a weapons competency hearing. That's something they created. I've never even heard of that before. What's a weapons competency hearing? That's a new thing. And watch. Watch what Obongo's going to be doing. He's going to take this Arizona thing and run and make it almost impossible to get a gun. If you've had a parking ticket, you won't be able to have a gun. Yeah, they're going to tax ammo, a buck, 15% tax on ammo. They're going to just make it so you can't defend yourself. He's behind the ball. His handlers have said, how come the Americans aren't unarmed yet? How come your people still got more guns? There's like, what was it? I can't remember the number. It's like there's in California, there's like 3 guns for every person in California. Granted, some people have 40, 50 guns, so the number's a little skewed. Orange County, California, big, huge chunk of liberalism. People say it's Republicanism down there, but it's not. They're liberals. And they got all the handguns in the state. There are more handguns in Orange County than anywhere else in the state. And the gun shops. We went to the gun shops this week. They're empty. People are buying up guns left and right because they know in their hearts what's going to happen. But the difference is that people are acting selfishly. Well, I'm going to get mine. But what are you willing to do to make sure your neighbor can get his gun? Are you willing to make a stand when they come for your neighbor? Or is it just about you and yours? That's what's wrong in this movement. We got too many mavericks, lone wolves, that are saying, well, I don't care about the rest of the people in the movement. All I care about is me and mine. Well, that's how they're going to take us, one bite at a time. It's like island hopping in the Pacific War.
If I can throw rocks, I'll throw rocks.
Studio Einstein, if I got to throw rocks, I'll throw rocks. Bow and arrow. Yeah, that's what they want. They want us to be like the Jews in Palestine, being able to roll over the neighborhoods because they won't allow the Palestinians to have any guns. So the kids are throwing rocks. Get good with a sling. Get good with a tomahawk, people. Get good with a bow and arrow. Learn to use a slingshot. Whatever it takes. Resistance is not futile. Resistance is mandatory. I refuse to be assimilated. I refuse to lay down and let them continue to eat away at liberty. And when they do it, I don't know who this guy in Connecticut is. I've never heard of him before. I've heard of the other people on the committee that he serves with and stuff, but it doesn't matter. If they can do it to him, they will do it to you and I. And California is big on this kind of stuff. I told you, they sent me a letter in the mail. Dear Mr. So-and-so, please turn in all your guns to the nearest law enforcement officer and turn yourself in. We'd like to speak to you, California Department of Justice. It was at that moment I went underground. disappeared. Eventually they'll come looking for me, but I don't really care. I don't. They've had me in their grasp a few times. I fought verbally with them, wouldn't let them fingerprint me, and they let me go. I'm like a porcupine. They don't want to handle me because I know a lot of the terms, but that doesn't mean they can't take me out if they catch me off guard and put a bullet in my head. I'm not Superman. That's why I'm trying to train others. That's why I'm trying to network with others, sharing my story with you guys, sharing these ideals with you guys. So that when you wake up in the middle of the night to that knock and the flashbang goes off, maybe you'll have a little bit clearer mind on what you're going to do. If you want to fight them legally, you better find a good lawyer today, not when they're ripping your house apart. You better have a lawyer that you can call in the middle of the night and say, hey, there's guys knocking on my door, and have him over there. I've seen that happen. I've seen when like 5, 6, 7 gay wardens show up at a guy's house. He gets on the phone, calls his lawyer, hands the lawyer to him, and the lawyer tells the gay wardens to get the F off the property. If you got a lawyer like that, then I say, by all means, go for it. Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God. Thomas Jefferson said that. Not always, but mostly. Not always. In this case, it definitely is. And where we are in America today, disobeying these tyrants, resisting tyranny, not just for ourselves, but for everyone. For everyone. This isn't just for white folks. This isn't just for Christians. This is for everyone. I get a little angry at the non-Christian types that, you know, whining about this, and they don't want to accept the holy cause of liberty. But still, we fight and defend innocent blood. We fight and defend for the rights of all, against all enemies, foreign and mostly domestic. The odds of a foreign force coming here are not great at all. I'm more worried about the sheriff's department. I'm more worried about the California National Guard. I'm more worried, honestly, about the highway patrol here in California. And you should be, too, about your own local law enforcement. Boy, that hour went fast. We're going to leave. You've been listening to Stronghold Radio coming to you from Camp Cahuilla. Keep tuning here for more training opportunities. The dates are a little up in the air right now because of scheduling, but we will have training throughout April. Go to the website, DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info. We need your donations. We're looking for a PC. It doesn't have to be brand new, but we need a PC. Our PC's dead and is not working. We've got viruses on the computer I'm on right now. We need some computer support. We need monetary support. We've got some opportunities to go nationwide again. We've got another network wanting to pick us up. It could cost us a little bit of money per month to be carried in 8 other cities. If it's something you think we should be doing, donate. Donate. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. I am Dutch Jones. This is Stronghold Radio, and we are coming to you from Camp Cahuilla, and we believe in no king but King Jesus. God bless you all and all you do for the holy cause of liberty.